I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
But are we podcasting now?
Are we podcasting?
We're going to get t-shirts that say, are we podcasting?
Yeah, we are. We're doing merch. Colin's helping us. My husband.
Make some Christmas
what a
money.
Hero.
You guys are going to help. And yeah. We have a couple shows. Go to imomsohard.com
yes.
to get tickets to the live show.
Brea is in Orange County, which is going to be a lot of fun because it's a club. So we get to be up close and personal, yep. 27th and 28th.
We're in Indiana. We're in Wisconsin.
We got a couple sold out shows. That feels so cool.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
That's freaking cool, man.
And it's before Thanksgiving, which you guys, we are ramping into my favorite time of year.
But also the busiest time of year.
So busy. But I think that's partly why I like it too.
Yeah.
It's like all, Delilah said the other day, you know what the worst day of the year is? The day after Christmas. And I totally agree with that.
It is. Christmas Eve is a wonderful day. Christmas Day is fun until 3 p.m. And then it's sad because we have to wait another year for – and I hate when people are like, let's have a holiday party on the 28th. I'm like, it's not Christmas. It doesn't even feel like it. It has to be prior to the day in order for it to
count.
Well,
I think Canadians have it, the Boxing Day
unboxing.
Thing. I think that's fun. That's a fun thing where you take one thing that you got and you give it to somebody else.
Well, it's like shit. I'm not giving anybody my stuff.
No, something you didn't want, right?
Isn't that what it is? I want it because it was given to me.
Like
I'm not giving it away.
Gift kind of deal. I don't know. We're not to Christmas yet. We're nowhere near.
We're nowhere
still
near.
In it.
But
we're
I
not
will
even
tell
to
you
Halloween
this.
Yet.
I'll tell you what's on my radar right now. So my two children are as different as two people can be. And
same.
I am losing my mind.
Well, what's interesting is your daughter and my son are the same.
Very similar.
And your son
and your daughter are very, very much the same. So here's what's happening in my world. My son is me in many versions. Like, he is, and this is not a humble brag. There is fallout from these personality traits. But my son is someone
here
who,
we go.
Like, he works fast, he talks fast. He's sort of like he sort of grunts and makes noises if he's not getting his way and has a fit. But then if he gets his way, he's delightful. So I get who he is. I get that that's me. I know. When I look at him, when I am mad and I look at his face and I can literally say, I know that we look exactly alike because I can look at his face and I remember that reflection in the mirror. That's how similar we look. I know this.
I hope that having your son, because we've had this conversation before where you're like, I see these things in him but I hope that makes you look at yourself with a little more love and forgiveness.
No, it does the opposite. It makes me mad at myself.
Right now. You guys.
Makes me so mad at myself. Literally. Literally. I'll never tell my mother this.
Actually, opposite.
Opposite. I'll never tell my mother this. But literally, getting in arguments with my son, I'm like, does this mean she was right the whole time? Was she?
Oh, God.
Was I being like such a brat that, like, no wonder I thought she was like joyless for a couple of years because she just seemed mad all the time? I seem mad all the time. I literally, and then I am so pissed because he is so hard. He's in seventh grade. You guys, we're going through it. And everything I say, he's got some dumb, what's that face that they all do, that like model face? It's called, it's a,
like,
yeah.
Sucking on a lemon face?
It's called, it's a, there's the a guy. There's a, it's like, oh shit. Moms are going to go crazy right
Christian
now.
Because
I
can't.
What? No, it's a face, and I can't remember.
The Brando.
Hold on a second.
God.
Let's see if I can. Hold. Hold.
It's a kissy face thing? Is it the Zoolander? That's what
Call
you were
Finn
doing.
Call Finn
Sweeney. Uh-oh.
I'm just going to say, he's not going to answer. It's going to say his phone doesn't work, or his Apple Watch doesn't work.
Not charged.
He's probably.
Two rings? He's grounded.
This is why he's got an Apple Watch, so I can communicate with him. So that means he's either ignoring me and it's on his wrist, or it's not on his wrist, which means he's lost it. There's a lot going on right now, and he begs
Dead
for
meat,
a
man.
Phone.
Yep.
And this
nope,
is
not
the
happening.
Reason why. And so then it makes me think he's on his iPad, which he's not supposed to be on during the week. Okay, that went to voicemail. Noted.
Whoa.
So what I would like to say is, it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he does now Giga Chad. There's
you.
A
oh,
there's thing where they go.
Yep, yep. I know. Now I know it. Yeah.
So he does all these. I blame the internet. Because here's the reason. When we were young.
It is a high level of humor, I will. It's definitely. Because it's a Chad.
High.
A Chad is a.
Annoying
dorky,
dude.
Douchey guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like.
This is the bane of my existence.
A guy who thinks he's really cool makes this like model-y kind
just
of face.
Fucking face. And
yeah.
I'm like, quit it.
Yeah.
Quit it. It's at every step. And I believe that because you and I, when we were in middle school and we were being annoying, we did not have the internet. So there weren't 50,000 versions of ways to be annoying. You had
we didn't know
three,
anything.
You had three ways to be annoying. You either caught it on TV, which you saw one episode one time,
yeah.
or you had one VHS tape. And what are you, a millionaire that you had owned the VHS
oh
tape? It wasn't until Adam Sandler that we started quoting shit all the time because
oh
we
God.
Bought the VHS
Until
tape.
Until we got MTV, we were doing stuff that was 7 or 8 years out of style.
Literally
we were
repeating the same
yeah.
bit over and over in words instead of like entire phrases or dances. So Finn's in the throes of middle school. It's been a real source for me material-wise for the show for a long time. So, but one thing about my son that I will tell you is this kid is a self-starter. It's kind of incredible. And I'm very proud of him, but he comes home. He wants to do his homework right away.
Oh, I love that.
He's the guy that's like, and Britt's even said, like, that kid will be in the house and he'll notice that he's been sitting too long and he'll go shoot hoops.
Yeah, it's
easily
great.
For an hour.
It's great.
Or he'll pick up a bat and just swing his bat. Or he just needs to move his body. He doesn't like, he's very aware of his body in terms of food, you know? He's like, I don't need another cookie. That's like too much sugar for me. And I'm like, I'll eat it. Like he is a very self-regulated kid. He likes to be active. He wants his work to be done early so that it can free up his time,
yeah.
you know? And then he's a pain in the ass when he doesn't get to do what he wants to do.
Well,
that's really the nuts and bolts of Finn.
This is when I have been lately going back to the like, oh, was my mom right about me? And that was hard to even spit that out of my mouth. But like,
how dare we? This is not this podcast.
No, it's not.
We're not doing that. We're going to answer that as no.
Can of worms, but
Jesus.
My daughter does this thing and it really puts me in a bad mood. And this is not me being complainy. I know it's like a developmental stage. I know it's like where her brain is.
It can just be annoying,
like
you know?
Okay. Which is, it doesn't matter what nice thing I have tried to do or like fun thing I've tried to make happen. There's one thing about it that's like supremely fucking disappointing to her. Like where it's like you can go to
yep.
Disneyland, but you're like, I didn't get the light up one thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it just shits on the whole thing. I know.
And what makes me extra mad is when like she's in trouble and I've like conceded
mm-hmm.
some part of the punishment. Like,
and
you
then that's
go to
not
the
enough.
Birthday party and you're like, oh, but we had to leave early to go to somebody's wedding. And I'm like, oh, girl.
Sister?
You almost didn't get to go.
You don't even know. If you were in a friend
year.
Group, you'd
yeah.
be the one that's like, I'm not going to go if she's going to talk about her ex-boyfriend the whole time. It's like a super drag. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God. That's the thing that, and I do this. I do this, and I remember my mom doing this, and I'm like, I hope that isn't why, but I'll like suck air into my teeth, and I then sigh.
We all do that.
Delilah, I'm sorry. I can't make you happy.
You're so much better than me. I'm like, my whole neighborhood hears me yelling. They hear me yelling through the whole house at Finn. Like, and then Finn talks back. And I'm like, you talk back too much. You talk back too much. We don't spank you. And maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah.
But I'm about ready to sweep your leg.
Oh, my God. That's I like, say that all the time because they know it's an empty threat. But I'm like, ours God, is, if I spanked you right now.
I listen, that's a conversation. Everybody has their own right to do whatever they want. Like, but when we were raised, the pop to the ass or a pop to the mouth was a very real threat.
Yeah.
And my mom was a ninja at it. Like, oh, in yeah. the car, poof, that's yeah. going to go right over that
lens.
Didn't
even know where it came from, right?
Yeah, she could reach me in the back seat. I was like, what are you, go-go gadget freaking SWAT arm?
I know.
Like, or, like, my dad would, like, flick if you were rude.
In the back of the head?
Flick back of the head, flick in the back of the arm. And I was like,
pinch the back of your arm.
Oh, hell like, no, being, sir.
If you're misbehaving.
I'll show you your tab at the Legion Club. I got notes. Like, this is bullshit.
I will do a friendly little, like, pop on the tushes. They run away if they're being ornery. Like,
that's different.
But they will stop and look at me like,
how dare you?
I am calling CPS.
Our kids have it a lot easier because Gen Xers are trying to do right by their kids kind of all the time. And I sometimes wonder if it's to our detriment. Like, we're kind of take it in the teeth a lot.
No. I have this whole theory on this. Where what? I was telling my husband this weekend.
No.
And this might get me on a lot of, like, hate lists or something like that. But I tell you what, I get so upset when I see, like, the boomer generation posting memes about, like, everybody gets trophies, like, criticizing the way that we parent.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that they got that we never got.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Like
they were raised by the greatest generation?
No, they supposedly are the greatest generation.
No. The boomers are not the greatest generation.
God,
it's the generation
are so
right
much
before.
Older than you.
It's the greatest. You might need to look this up.
Yeah.
The greatest generation is World War II. And then the children of that generation are boomers. I think baby boom came from the reaction of World War II.
Oh.
So our parents are the generation after the greatest generation. I think it goes greatest generation, boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, Gen Zers. And then I think the next one is alpha.
What is alpha?
Eleanor and Dashiell.
They're alphas?
And Delilah. Actually, Finn is a very young first year Gen.
What?
There's one in between.
Oh,
what
is it?
Greatest generation, 1901 to 1924. Silent generation.
1945, 1945.
Boomers, 1946, 1964.
Well, the irony is not lost on me that the silent generation was.
My dad was silent generation. He was a lot older than my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think generationally, like, the boomers, like, I just think they think it's okay to be like, bah, oh,
yeah. Oh.
And I think it's okay to listen to your kid. Now, look.
Oh.
Look, I think it's a runaway train, though. I think there's sometimes we don't put up enough bumpers where we're like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we are all working at least 40 hours a week and probably commuting another like 10.
That's the biggest difference between
20.
Boomers and us.
And
they could have one parent stay home and the other person stay home the whole time.
So they got cookies and stuff like
that.
Totally. They kind of got this kid glove thing that we didn't get. Like, we were all latchkey kids and stuff like that. So don't
100%.
And we just don't want our kids to feel like that. So we're making up for it in like different ways.
Yep.
So it kind of pisses me off when I see those memes about like, everybody gets a trophy. I'm like, what's the matter with that? Everybody gets Social Security, whether or not they were a bazillionaire or you just had a job.
Also,
like,
what are we – we're not talking about high school that everybody gets trophies. We're talking about 8-year-olds.
They're still going to be all-state. They're still going to be
– come on.
Like, listen, I go to a lot of soccer games. And I will tell you, every game, one person does a good job. Actually, in our games, there's one person that always does a good job, and then there's one other person that
outlier.
Does a good job, and that's just random. It's
just
somebody having a good day
who
had a lot of sugar.
And then we've got the rest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, we have Ivy, and she's amazing at soccer.
Yep, she's going to get a D1 scholarship, and we all know that kid
already,
on the team.
Already.
Yeah.
I know. But then there's, like, one other that just has a good day.
Yeah.
And so I do feel like, look, you showed up. You clocked in. Even if you didn't want to come, you suited up. Like, you get something for – you didn't sit at home. And by the way, I paid a lot of dues
Agreed.
For you to play.
I paid.
I like a little – like,
make a damn trophy.
Yeah, please.
I want something to take home. I want it.
The socks aren't enough.
I want a swag bag. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I do think that where I feel like, and this is again, like I don't comment on other people's parenting unless it like interferes with my parenting. Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm trying to parent and then I've got like a fruity guy on my side, like I'm like, oh, you don't parent? Okay, this is going to be a nightmare.
What can you narrow down what you mean by fruity guy?
I mean, like I do feel like I'm going to get in so much trouble for that one. I do feel like.
I just want to say I'm picturing Jack from Three's Company because.
Fair. If you're in a throuple, you're fruity, okay? If you're running your
game. All of us feel a little nervous about throuples. Somebody's getting left out.
I just feel like sometimes.
Not everybody gets a participation trophy in a throuple. Can we say that?
No, you're getting.
One person's having a great time.
And the other person's like off on a Tuesday. Yeah. Like they're the grocery shopper and the other ones are banging. Exactly. It's fine. And whatever you're into, come and knock on my
door.
But
you mean like new age parent.
New age is a good word because that has been around forever. New age is like to me, there are some just basics that need to be in play. And we are as parents we are disciplinarians. We just are. I believe in structure and I believe in like positive reinforcement. And I also believe in negative reinforcement. I believe that like my kids should be a little bit afraid of like consequences, but they should also know that like when they do well, my husband and I, we champion and we celebrate that. And we really do. And that is because
you guys aren't just teaching like the right thing to do because of fear, though. I know parenting. You guys teach them the right thing because it's the right thing.
Like, right. I still feel like my
kindness behind it or the
100%
morality behind it.
I give a lot of credit to my husband who has been boots on the ground while we go on the road. Like I do feel like Colin being raised in Texas and being raised, you know, we're both Catholic. Like we have the same sort of ideals of what that looks like. But I find sometimes everybody's afraid of like offending their kid. And I'm like, sometimes your kid just wants you to tell them what to do because they're a kid. And if you let their brain try to make decisions for themselves all the time, they're too young. They don't have the skills yet. So sometimes you got to just say, it's because I said so. That is a fair parenting thing. Like I don't have to give you an explanation why I want you home at 6 at night.
We are talking about Delilah and Finn right now.
100%. Because if there is a boundary, my son's got his foot right up to it.
That is where I, in an exasperated way, I will say to her, no, just because it's no, and if you ask me why, you're going to lose something.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to make your week uncomfortable.
I always say to my son, I go, we are not equals. I'm your parent. I'm above you in the pecking order, sir. If this were a business, I would be the CEO and you would be coming to me for a promotion.
And then after that, don't you feel so sexy? Like
no, I go cry.
Like, yeah, I know.
I do. I go cry by myself. And then I do a roundabout and I come back the next day and I'm like, but I'm really sorry that things were so hard yesterday. And then he giga chads and my skin starts to boil. And then I'm like, I would really like for us to spend some quality time together. But why can't I just spend time with Jackson? It's what a kid wants to do. And I'm like, no. You're going to go on a hike with me and we're going to make memories together.
Yeah.
And you're going to like me.
I know.
Because I'm fun. People think I'm super fun. And that's what happens. So that's Finn.
That's
fun.
On her dating profile, too.
It really was Colin. Exactly that.
Yeah. Well, I do think Dash is pretty good about, He and Eleanor are the same age, and they're so similar. He's very chill. Like, he does this nice thing where he'll, like, reach over and, like, pat my hand and stuff like
that's
that.
That's nice.
It's really, really sweet.
Finn does that, and then he goes, "Mom, watch this. If I put it behind your back, I sell this as a life hack, and then I can pop your back." And I'm like, No. Like, how did I turn into a wrestling move so fast?
I say that with the caveat that now that he's getting into the he very much wants to be a teenager.
Oh, yes.
That he is very angry.
Oh.
In a way, I don't know if Eleanor's there yet or if that's – I don't know if it's – I hate to say guy-girl thing because they're very similar, those two. And I think it's like the star they were born under or something so similar. But like he – like his recess got moved. Like he's still in fifth grade, you guys.
Yeah.
His recess got moved from 11:30 to 9:30 because some of the other fifth graders were fighting with the other fifth graders. And you've never seen anybody so mad in your entire life to the point that like for the last 2 days, I've had to say to him after school, you need to go to your room and do what you need to do to calm down. But you are not going to talk to people like this.
They're turning red. It's the boiling point. It's the hormones. Everything's like, brick. You know, Eleanor will, in a minute, like, so chill. And then all of a sudden, she's, like, fired up. Then she's back to chill. And I'm like, did I just pretend that happened? Or was that real? Like, she is so laid back.
But she's doing it, too, where she, pops off in anger. And then she's like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, good. That makes me feel bad. I just want to know that they're on the same developmental chart because they've always been. If they go off it, I'm going to freak out.
While I've been talking about my son, I do have to say this. This is my new favorite thing that's happening, and I don't know what this is, but I'm here for it. I say nothing. I go, Colin, don't you say a thing. I don't know what's happening, but every night around 7 p.m., Finn goes into the bathroom and sprays a little bit of Colin's very expensive gets one bottle for Christmas cologne, but Colin ain't wearing it. And then he'll walk out and he'll be like, Mom, smell anything different? And I'm like, you smell so good. And I don't know if he's like being a man, like in his head, but I love it. I'm like, I'm like, don't you ruin this for me, Colin. It's the only time he's nice to me. I don't know if in his head he's like working out like how someday he'll be like a big boy and he'll walk by a girl and he'll have like some nice cologne on it. I'm like, let's start with your breath.
I'm sure in his brain it's like this. I think ladies like this. My mom is kind of a lady.
She's sort of one.
I've heard that she is. Yeah. So let me see if she likes the smell of this.
She doesn't have the thickest beard I've ever seen, so maybe she is a woman. She seems fine.
What is that? The transferative property it is of math. And maybe the ladies will think so.
Maybe this will. I think he's like, maybe if I spray myself with cologne, puberty will start.
My house is so obsessed with puberty right
now.
We're
all in it.
Oh, my God. Well,
Eleanor's like, but this is Eleanor. She's like, oh, I don't want to start puberty. I'm like, why? It's cool. It means like you level up as a girl and then you get to be a woman and it's kind of dope. And then periods aren't easy, but we'll get through it. And she's like, well, it's just the hair. And I'm like,
she's heard a lot about it.
She's like, I don't want that.
Something tells me the hair's going to be an issue.
She's just so worried about, I'm like, look, man.
Mom, at what age do I get the goatee?
I hope genetically it doesn't happen for you, but there will be a no cuter chick with a mustache than you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We'll deal with it together, my friend.
I know. Well, our dog, Pearl, she just entered puberty.
Oh, God. Your house, Jesus Christ.
Our house is a goddamn mess, you guys.
You cannot have a dog in heat and then eventually have children that are going through puberty.
Because
it's just not fair.
They are so curious about what's going on. Every day there's a new question. And for everybody else who has this question, so we have this large Labrador, and we are so obsessed with this dog. We love her so much. Almost every day, my husband very creepily says, don't die to this
dog.
Oh, my
God.
He loves her so much. And so we read.
Meanwhile, they've got three other dogs that are like,
we don't care if you die. Yeah. No, but I won't get into that. It weirds people out.
We're not going to get into that because you and I both have to just white knuckle it because we've made decisions.
There have been challenges.
There have been challenges. And
I'm just not meant to have carpet. So that and can't have nice things. They're lovely, you guys. I love them so much.
But you love the one the most, and that's okay.
You know what?
We all have one that we like the most.
I didn't expect to really fall in love with this dog, but I just look at her and I'm like,
I love her so much.
love you.
Listen to us. We're like, you. We want to talk about our dogs because talking about our kids is way harder.
Oh, well, I guess some of my dog kids are
no
pretty...
one looks at me like my golden
Listen,
retriever.
You're allowed to, no. And you are
she
allowed
loves me
to
so
with
much.
Your dogs be like, this one's hard. You can't do that with kids.
Yes, you can.
Well.
Yes, you can.
Well,
I'm not saying.
It depends.
I'm not saying that you should have a favorite. I'm saying it's okay if you have a favorite. And I'm saying those positions might move.
Oh, yeah.
And it is an earned position. And it's real simple math. I will love my kids both in the same way in terms of care and nurture and my endless, boundless love. But if you are nice back, perhaps think about the reciprocation that will happen. Because I can buy one t-shirt and that one will be like, I don't like it. Nobody wears this. Ugh. Makes a face.
You never make me happy.
Or the other one says, gosh, thank you so much for thinking of me. I love it. And then you're like, wow, that's simple math. I'm going to go. It's called mom math. Everybody's talking girl math, boy math, gay math. I'm talking mom math.
That's where I'm at with my dogs right now because I walk into the room and Pearl is happy to see me.
And the
I
rest
walk into
are
the room,
like,
the other ones bark at me like they need glasses.
Yeah.
It is so upsetting.
Where is the bond?
I'm like, do you know where you get food from? Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Now, both of my dogs are bonded to me. One just can't, she's fine. It's probably the version of me as a dog, quite honestly. Very hyper, high-strung, barks all the time.
She needs some stuff.
She needs some stuff.
And I have
she
two
definitely
of that
needs
dog.
Ritalin, so there's that. My dog could be sedated and it would be a better dog.
So, Pearl, we read that if you let a Labrador go through their first heat cycle, they'll live like a year longer.
Yeah.
It like gives them the full range of their development
too.
And their like all their organs. Because whenever you spay a dog, that's like where they stop developing. Now I'm not advocating that. All of our other dogs are fixed.
From the minute you
she
get them.
She doesn't go anywhere that she's gonna accidentally get impregnated. So
then you'll fix her once she goes through heat.
I would do it. I would watch a YouTube video and do it now if that were a thing because I am
the last thing you need is another person bleeding.
And it's hard because
I've had one dog go through heat and I was like, not you two. There's two bitches in this house now and I cannot.
And my husband's freaked out because I'm like, well, Pearl's on my 14 days of bleeding schedule that I was on my first period too. Like that's
it's not light.
No, it's not. She's got diapers. She's like,
I know it's demoralizing for everybody.
It is so demoralizing.
But I've worn the same diaper.
My husband's so understanding about her though, because I'm like, you know, she's gonna be tired. You make sure she's got a full ball.
Yeah,
full.
You know what?
Of water
she just needs
time.
To watch
make
a good
sure that she's gonna be
Pride
tired.
And Prejudice.
Oh my God! You give her salty. You give her sweet.
Don't give her chocolate.
Whatever
she can't have
needs.
Chocolate.
No,
but you can give her
you know a little bit of chocolate. Not like
not
real, like M&M's or something.
Just like
not
something
like the real
that's like faux chocolate because dogs can't have chocolate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we gotta. So, but she has sparked all these conversations, and I
know it goes so quickly because it's like the animal world. Would do humans do that? And you're like, on anniversaries.
It kind of makes it easier because. Like for both the boy and the girl see this dog that they love and they're
go
like,
through this thing.
That's not an easy thing. And I understand like why.
Animal Kingdom will bring all those questions up. Don't ever go to the zoo and look at the orangutans if it is spring.
Oh my God.
Because
like,
they
don't
will
look at Pearl's butt. Please
hump.
Don't. It's I didn't know. I'm sure my butt does the same thing, but
like it's a big butthole or something?
It's like
it's swollen as a way to be like peacock. Yeah,
although she is not. She's like, unless you are coming at me with a pepperoni pizza.
Which is.
No. Pearl is not like, she's not a hoe, Kristen. That dog is not interested.
You don't know because you're not letting her out. She's in heat.
She'd
put on her best tube top. She'd be like, look, this is as good as it's going to get.
She'd wear a tube top, Kristen.
She would 100% wear a tube top. She'd wear a tube top and some like
Penny
shorts.
Not Pearl.
Yeah, Penny might.
No. Pearl would not do that. Pearl walks up to me and she's like, it's still happening. Can you please help me?
I'm dirty.
Like, yeah. I need a trip to the day spa. It's like, I know
what's
it's
happening.
And it's like forever. So, but
she's
it
like,
has
but I
brought
think
up all
about-
these questions. So Delilah like gets up in the morning and she goes, Mom, look at my armpit. Is there hair in it? And I'm like,
man,
God, no.
That is literally my son. They're the same. And meanwhile, Eleanor's like, I just want to be a kid forever. She is so, actually, that's not true. Eleanor has been sneaking mascara to school.
I have a suspicion that both Eleanor and Dash, because they're acting like they don't want it.
But they secretly do. Everybody does. They're just curious. She's like, she's so sweet. But here's what's driving me crazy. So Eleanor is not my son. She is fine. She is chill. And I am not chill. She is relaxed to the point of where I'm like, can we light up a little bit? Like, she's fine to be, like, in the morning, she's like, boy, it's early, isn't it? And I'm like, we have so much to do before you go to school right now. And she is just chill, walking. Well, maybe she stops to talk to her Barbies before she goes in to brush her teeth. Maybe she doesn't need to brush her hair. Like, you know, the shirt she wore yesterday would be fine for today. Like, she does not, she is so laid back, so much so that she auditioned for the musical at her school, Newsies.
Love it.
And she auditioned for a part that I was actually surprised by. And I was kind of like, looking at it sort of analytically, it was a very, like, the straight guy, like Davey, the very serious dude to the lead Jack, right? So she read, they had like three scenes that they could read. And so she picked Davey. And I was like, that's interesting to me, Eleanor, because you're really naturally funny and you want to read this. And she's like, yep.
She's got a good deadpan, though.
She does have a good deadpan. Yeah. But I was like, this just doesn't feel like her. Anyway, they can't say what they're auditioning for. That was just the scenes given. So then the teacher divvies out the roles, right? So she's like, I go, listen, I'm not trying to toot our horn, but I'm saying you and I have played for thousands of people. And I get nervous before every show. I have never been more nervous than when Eleanor had to go do her audition and sing out loud. And I was dying all day to know. I'm like, how was it? How was like, do, 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 do. Like, did you find your note? You know,
yeah.
Like I'm on the side. I'm like, did you hit your choreo? Like what? We really worked things. I wanted to be with you so I could be in the back giving you. And then she goes, oh, I started to sing and I started to tremble. And I go, well, that's normal because you didn't sing one time when you're at home. How are you going to pull it out? You think it's going to magically happen? Yeah. And then she's like, I go, how'd your scene go? And she goes, it was good. That's it. That's all I got. That was it. And I was waiting for 8 hours. And then she goes, so then we got a call and they go, we would like Eleanor to play Jack, the lead. The lead, right? The lead. The funniest, says personality, like does the shit that Eleanor is meant to do. She comes home and she's like,
if I don't get tickets to this, I am
no,
going
we're going,
to
and that's why my parents are coming out for that and not Thanksgiving. So Eleanor goes, oh, I go,
will there
you,
be a video version? There,
no, you'll be going. She goes, please. Oh, now I've got to sing a lot. I go, you did audition for a musical at your school. Like that was the known
singing
thing.
Singing involved, yeah.
She has not.
Singing.
I haven't heard her sing. She hasn't felt the need to like practice her lines. Nothing. She's got 100.
Very laid back.
Very laid back. I am over here with a butthole. Like a balloon knot, like wondering if she is going to experience public shame because she is so chill. So I'm at home like, we're running your lines. So I'm just, look, I'm going to be that person for her until I feel like mathematically she can fall on her own sword a little bit. This is too big of a deal. But my daughter is not the person that gets up and goes and plays basketball for an hour and a half. She's the one that will doodle or sort of hang or have a nice cup of tea or chillax.
She drink tea.
She is so quick to give everybody. Literally, I think her favorite thing would be after 15 minutes of soccer, she would look at everyone and go, I think we've done enough for today. Should we all just, does anybody have an iPad? Can we watch a little Netflix in somebody's SUV? I think we've done enough.
Oh my God.
Let's reward ourselves.
This is how they're so similar because.
Oh, it makes me insane.
Dash before I went out of town, like, both of us went on our girls' trip a few weeks ago. And the night before, Dash was like, you're leaving? You're going out of town?
I know. They were really upset with us leaving this time.
You told me you weren't going to go out of town until like November or something like that. And you're going out of town. I was like, hon, I'm sorry. Go, let's talk about it in the morning. You're really tired. So in the morning, I go, hey, are you really upset with me? Because I'm going out of town. He goes, what? No.
Yeah. See?
I go, well, last night you said you were. He goes, Mom. You know when I'm tired, I get really crazy. I was like, wow, I knew that, but I didn't know that you knew that. That introspection is marvelous. That's incredible. Because he did not care.
Yeah.
Didn't care.
They are. It's interesting how they are so similar. So last night, this is where all of this came to a head. I told my husband, who is very similar to my daughter, who doesn't, my husband is currently in grad school. And I can tell you when he has something due because he wants to talk to me all day. I go.
He's frantically cleaning in the house.
Yeah,
that's
I go, hey,
I do.
Hey, babe, I know you have a paper due. I can tell because you just want to keep talking to me about everything. How Bill becomes a law, how the logos of the Houston Oilers, various like the time you experienced hummus for the first time. Like I've heard all these stories. You've got to start your work. Like you got to get it done. Get it done now. He like wants to dilly dally. That's Eleanor. She wants to push it off, do everything else except starting the work. So Eleanor, I say last night, I go, look, I'm going to go to the gym for 1 hour. And we both know that means 45 minutes. So I'm going to go for 1 hour. I've taught you how to work on your lines. You've got 5 pages to work on. Do them for 1 hour. Then I'll help you with your homework when I get back. She goes to her dad, starts to cry. And so he, I don't know
how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I agree with this. Let's go watch a movie because you deserve a chance to reward yourself.
That's mom says no, dad says yes.
It was a real bummer because I was like, Colin, I'm trying to teach her a little bit of discipline here and you're getting in my way. And when two parents, there's nothing harder than coming together as parents when you have two different views of what that parenting should look like. And I'm sorry, my GPA in college was so much higher than Colin's because I was a studier. And I was like, you have to have a process and you have to start and you have to end and there has to be structure. So I go to the gym, I come back. Eleanor had bawled herself out of doing the work. And I go, and then he goes, I was so calm. Normally I'm not calm. I go.
Eerily calm.
I go, okay. He goes, well, she started crying. I go, I think she did that on purpose. He's like, no, she didn't. And I go, no, she did. And I look at Eleanor and she's like big giant tears are falling down. I'm like, somebody should be recording this. It was like Demi Moore and Ghost.
Well, somebody's working on acting.
I go,
sure.
I go, well, I hope you can bring that for Newsies. Quite honestly, there are a couple scenes when you go to Santa Fe that you better pull those tears, Margot Robbie. So I go, okay. I just want you to know that she did this so she could get out of doing the work, the same thing you do when you go to do a paper, and now she doesn't have her lines memorized, and we're going to be behind. So he goes, well, I got a way to fix this. We're going to bed earlier. Eleanor's going to go to bed earlier every night, and then she's going to get up at 6 a.m. and work on her lines.
No way.
And this is Eleanor's face. And I go, so Colin's out of the room, and I go, hey, man, if you would have just done what I said, you'd still get to stay up till 9. You could sleep until 6:30, but you did this. And she goes, I hear what you're saying, and I tend to agree.
Wow.
She goes, I'm rethinking my choices.
I've never heard that. She folded.
She folded. And guess what we did this morning? Got up at 6 a.m. And guess what? She was miserable.
Yeah.
So, but there was a part of me that was like, well, I guess mom being a big crab ass is not so bad when I'm just trying to instill some learning skills. Oh, God, am I the most boring?
No.
Who wants to do shots?
Let's do shots. But I also, I have to say, this is a real thing in my life right now where my husband and I are both dealing with it. And it's such a hard thing, but I think if he were here, we don't want him here, you guys, do we?
I don't want my husband here. He's on the other side of the fence, and he just will not bend.
But this I feel like is every couple. When I see my husband losing it, I go, "I'm gonna take over," because I can see that he's like not parenting as he normally would,
and he's losing his shit.
Yeah, it's
you
not
guys are
that,
really nice to each other. I'm like, you need to. Why are you losing it right now? That's what I say.
It's not that it hasn't like been earned. It's not that he hasn't been pushed to the point where he's justified in being frustrated. I just know that we would rather outsmart our kids rather than out-angry the kids. So we're constantly playing like not
good cop, bad cop,
bad cop.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not letting anybody off the hook.
No, but you're still a cop in the scenario. Like,
I just
you're like,
have like we started doing this when Dash was like, because I read this thing and I don't know if this is right because I don't know what I'm talking about. But I read in this book that
we are
like
doctors.
If you can, they have to be able to do a timeout successfully by the time they're 18 months. Because if you can do that, then
train them.
You can always mentally overpower them. Whereas if you can't ever get them to like do a timeout or like acquiesce to the punishment, there's no way you'll will never, when they're physically larger than you.
Also like, smarter and cunning, and they don't give a shit if they're being rude.
They have a good memory, and they'll remember all the times you let up on it, and they know they can still win. They know the ways to win.
Yeah.
So we would do that. And like when one of us was getting frustrated, because I think I saw it in Super Nanny, actually, now that I think about it. No books involved, just TV. I think it was like – you go and you patiently put them back in the corner.
You keep going back.
And if it takes 2 hours to get them to do a minute and a half, and that's what you have to do. So we would like tag each other out. When you're like frustrated and you've been trying for 40 minutes, then you like do that or whatever. And so we try and do that now. But when you look at a person who is your spouse and they've been parenting and now they're upset and their eyes are crossed in different
And they're red
and they're sweaty and they're willing to die on a hill that involves
it's over a
homework.
Stupid, dumb pasta that like, you don't lie, man.
You're like, I have the patience to like step in on this parenting, but not to fight you and then also step in on the parenting. And that's like kind of what every night is like. It's like get the homework done, get the meal eat, get them to do all the stuff they have to do without one of us losing our minds
daily.
Yeah.
If anybody wonders how much you lose your shit as a parent on average, it's a daily thing.
Yeah.
It's a daily thing. And then I go cry.
And if you don't, you have hired help, I guarantee you. Or you're drunk.
Yeah, you're drunk. Or like, hi. Maybe that's better. Yes, I don't know. I don't know. But my kid can set me into, especially Finn, can set me into a level of frustration. And like I go into my voice changes. It goes real high and squeaky. And I am not happy with how he is talking to me. And then in a moment he can be so sweet. And then I'm like still left up in the squeaky part. And I'm like, I don't know how to deal with this emotional ninjaing that's happening. Cause I'm not fast and he's fast.
It is fast. It is literally from like, I am punishing you. This is the biggest punishment I've ever given you. Go to bed. And then you get in bed and they're like, can you do those little circles thing on my cheek?
Like, okay.
It helps me fall asleep. And I'm like, I can't switch this quickly.
Yeah,
like, I need to go hit a heavy bag
or
something.
I'm like, I'm walking in the front yard. Like,
I know.
Snorting and goddamn.
Yeah.
I used to remember my dad used to do that when he would get really mad. And my dad and I, well, first of all, I love my dad. Times were different. Dad wasn't at home as much as mom. So mom got the real short end of the stick because dad was always the shiny object because when he would come home, it was late at night, and we were like, woo. So he didn't have – he wasn't the disciplinarian.
Yeah, wait till your dad comes home. It usually meant like, well, he's a little bit easier to deal with.
Yeah. He's like loose.
He's not frustrated.
You know, he's had some drinks. He's cool. You know, it's
he
just the time.
He day of this shit.
No. So he's shiny object. But man, when he would get pissed, when he would lose it, he would – It was like a walrus walking through the house. You just hear him, and he would just talk to himself. Son of a gun. Guy, you know, I don't know. I have to take it out. I'll tell you right now. You talk to me like I'll put you out. You find your own house. Like, he would, for an hour, just like huff and puff. And I was like, old man, you're lucky you're gone a lot because we would do this to you. You would be out. You'd be like, you'd have a cardiac arrest before.
Three times today.
Right. It's Mom's already lost her brain three times, and this is you at 7:30.
Yeah, and then she has us do Bath and Books, so you got to get it together, man. I know.
You need to pull it together.
I can tell when my husband's losing it because he goes, really? Really? And I'm are you going to fist fight our children right now? Like, what is it? You're not in a New York parking lot. What?
My favorite is when Colin and I are yelling at each other to stop yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm like,
no, you're yelling.
You're yelling. And then the kids are like, you're both
have
yelling. And we're
kids,
like,
they
shut up.
Said. Get
have
married,
kids.
They
and get,
said.
And get married.
I'm done. Did we podcast?
Did we podcast? Can we eat our food
I
now?
Hope so.